What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. We didn't even have time last week. We gave you the first half hour of Wednesday's show to talk about money saving tips for 2024, and we didn't get through all of them. So let's finish them off today. And one of the things you're very keen on is just doing a simple pen and paper job of sitting down and running out a budget.
Yeah, you know, the Central Statistics Office at the moment is looking for people to do this. They're going to contact families and just record over a two-week period what everybody is spending. That exercise in itself just exposes what you're spending and what you're wasting. It's very boring to do, I know, but if even you just do it for sort of 2 weeks at a time, the odd time, it will really show up where you're wasting money, how you could prioritize money better, and always pay yourself first. In other words, put a little bit aside as soon as you get paid into a savings account and put that aside. And then, you know, look at debts, for example, the big debts, the credit card ones, those kind of things. But yeah, the exercise, if you can, and some people do it on a spreadsheet, you can do it on a lot of the phone apps now have money management aspects to them.
If you've been old-fashioned suggesting the pen and paper.
Pen and papers is good. They're all good, Matt. The spreadsheet, the money apps, you know, the Unpost money app, for example, you don't have to have an Unpost current account to get to use that. And these are very good at recording what you're spending, and you can see what you're spending. If you're like one of my daughters and just spends exclusively on Revolut, never seem to have cash, it's very obvious. She can see exactly what she's spending because it just tells her, you know. So it just concentrates the mind a bit. And anything that does that is good because, you know, it's tough at the moment, obviously, and people are coming into January where, you know, we don't get paid for 5 weeks.
And when you're doing your audit, I suspect, you know, things like streaming services and subscriptions, you suddenly do your check and you find there's quite a lot of money going out each month on those potentially.
There is. Look, I just looked at mine the other day, couldn't believe what I was spending on TV services alone. You know, the average household has about, you know, two and a half, three streaming services. I mean, there's a few tricks here, Matt. Look, pay monthly so that you can, you know, cancel it very easily. You know, now obviously.
But hang on, listen, pay monthly more expensive than paying the annual fee.
They tend to give you a deal to pay annually, but you're locked in then, and they can be hard to break. If you pay monthly, it's easier to rotate it, switch it around, cancel services, you know, only put on services when there's something coming up that you want and get them go again. Another one is when you do cancel the services, you can sign up for the free trials. Now, a clever trick here is my colleague Adrian Weckler recommends this one. Use a different Gmail account. So you can
set a Gmail account.
So they don't know that, you know, you look like somebody completely new. Get a free trial for 2 months, 3 months, and do that. Or share subscriptions. An awful lot of people do that. Or just downgrade your plans. Just go through what you have. Look, if you've just...
And why pay for Spotify? Just take the ad-included version.
Yeah, well, some people, you know, if music is very important to you, you don't want to listen to the ads, okay, it might be a priority, yeah, but you could, you know, alternatively, just take the ads. It is, because, you know, the average household has a lot of these things, and it's a big drain.
Okay, so then what about when it comes to your debts? Which ones should you pay off first, or aim to pay off? Credit cards, I presume, because of the rate of interest attaching.
You know, the highest rate of interest you're paying is on the credit card. It can be something like 22% usually, Matt. And there's a few things, you know, and if you're one of these, what they call revolvers, they love revolvers. You only pay the minimum amount and your debt is just rolling on every month. It's the most expensive form of debt. One thing you can do is just, yeah, pay off that big interest rate. It's called the avalanche method, where you pay off that high interest rate and you can then go on to tackle other interest rates. Now, you can do a few things. You could get a loan and pay it off that way. You need to be disciplined here, stop spending, or else just switch to a zero balance. Again, you need to be disciplined. But if you just pay the minimum, Matt, supposing you owe 4,000 euros and you just pay, say, 120 euros a month, which is the minimum, it's going to take you 4 years and 4 months to clear that. 4 years and 4 months. That's assuming you don't put new purchases or draw down cash on it. If you double the amount, if you pay 240 a month, you'll clear it in a year and 9 months. So, you know, choose a figure that you're comfortable with and try and just tackle it that way.
Now, we mentioned subscriptions. What about your television, broadband and mobile phone providers? Can you reduce your costs there?
Well, there's really good news on this one, Matt. I mean, the start of this year has been, you know, full of some good news. There's been income tax cuts. There's a new insurance company. There's, price cuts for supermarkets and energy companies. And here's Vodafone coming out with a really good deal, a very interesting deal. Vodafone is offering a bundled TV and broadband deal. It's called Vodafone TV Play. You get a set-top box. Now, it's a bit like a dodgy box, only this is legit, Matt. It's legit. It's internet, TV and broadband. You get a built-in speaker. It's a bloody good speaker. It's a Bang & Olufsen. And you pay €65 a month. Now, that's about a third cheaper than the getting TV a bundle of TV and broadband from, say, Sky or from Virgin. It's a really good deal. This is really putting it up to the others now. So I would say have a look at this one. They're also promising that after the 12-month contract period is up, there'll be no after-promotion increases. And you can add in Netflix and Disney Plus, Sky TV now and all that. You can add those in as extras. There's 100 channels, Matt. The downside is you can't record it. And internet TV is a little bit delayed. You know, Leeds might have conceded a goal, and you'll see that on Twitter before it comes up on the TV.
Good one, Charlie. Listen, there's one other one I'm going to bring up, given that what we've just been discussing. You were suggesting cycling rather than driving to work, even on one day a week, to save on the costs of the petrol and depreciation on your car.
Yeah, you know, if you can do it. I mean, if you're up to it, if you're not too far away, it's certainly a good option, you know, and particularly if you avail of the bike to work scheme, Matt. Also, no spend days is another good one as well. Try and have the odd no spend day where you just don't spend anything. And tell everybody in the house, tell the kids and teenagers or whatever.
Bring your own sandwiches to work rather than...
We're spending nothing
today.
Look
at the damage you'll do to the hard-pressed cafes of Ireland.
Well, you know,
listen, there's one other thing though. You have an exclusive in The Independent today about the revenue commissioners and tax breaks for workers. Briefly tell us about this, please.
Yeah, these are what's called flat rate expenses, Matt. We're all entitled to, well, not all, but most workers are entitled to claim an expense. It's for the cost of doing your job, your tools or your uniform. There's about 150 different categories where employees can claim this flat rate expenses. Revenue have been looking at this for years about the discrepancies, and they're ancient, some of these things. Like, there's a whole section on seafaring and stuff to do with ships and that. But anyway, they've started slowly now to review these and increase them. There's one, for example, for cardiac technicians. Men used to get less than women. They've increased it hugely for both of them to give them the same amount. And they're going to publish an updated list soon. But these things are worth claiming. You get it at the rate of tax you pay. So if you're on 20% and it's €100, you're only going to get €20. But if you're on 40, if you're on the 40% rate, you'll get €40. But look at... it's worth claiming. You just go on to my account.
Yeah, it has to be for more than just the cardiac technicians, though.
There's a whole list of them. There's 150 of them. But the cardiac technician was one of the bizarre discrepancies where the men were getting less than women. And it was, you know, and they've really increased that one, for example, and they can give them a bit more now.
All right, listen, we have to leave that there. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.